Welcome to another edition of Bleeding Green and Gold. I'm Mike.
I'm Sean.
And this is another edition of Bleeding Green and Gold. I'm Mike.
And I'm Sean.
And again, we're doing it again. Wow. I had some technical difficulties. Apologize for being a bit
late. So this is take two for everyone out there, since you won't be aware since you didn't hear take one.
Right. So I think we should repeat everything we say twice. We
word
should repeat
for word.
Everything we say twice. Just don't know exactly what happened, but I had a technical difficulty, so we were having to re-record it and had to wait till we both could get back together again. So, sorry, I know you're just sitting on the edge of your seat waiting for the latest podcast, but all right.
At least you had an undefeated to now Packers season to keep you content.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, this is Wednesday, and we recorded on Tuesday. So we got a wonderful way. It doesn't matter if you win pretty or you win ugly. If you win in the NFL and you're 6-0 going into the bye, that's pretty dang cool.
Feels good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not the best win we've had this season. Gave up a lot of yards, but it was a win.
Yes.
Pretty happy about that.
You know, and I think it's interesting when you, because the stats were so crazy for Phillip Rivers and all that he did, but I've seen it so many times over the years when I'm watching the NFL and you got these crazy stats, like, great, hang that on your wall, but you still lost.
Yeah, if you looked at this game on paper, how the blank did we win?
That's not what you want to say.
Not what I want to say. They talked about it a lot during the game, where Rivers made the comments in the previous weeks of, we get a lot of yards, but we don't seem to score as many points as we need to.
Mm-hmm.
We don't show on the scoreboard how many yards we're getting on the field. Definitely saw that this game, where final score 27-20, so 20 points for the Chargers, had over 500 yards just passing. About another 60 or so on the ground, to get only 20 points out of that.
That has to
sting.
Yeah, and for our side, though, it was kind of tough because we're so used to our defense so far this year has been really, really good. And then to see them kind of do that, but, you know, it goes back to our Super Bowl last time where they did the bend don't break type of defense. So
yep, very similar to that. I think it's a sign of kind of a great team, though, which feels like we are this year, that we can play not well by our standards and still win.
Yep, I totally agree.
I think
with
the
you.
Great teams, when they're having an off day, they still come out of it with a W.
And just don't be those lousy football fans that you got to win a certain way. You win.
You're ragging on these mythical Packers
fans. They're not mythical.
Every week.
They're not
every
mythical.
Week you're talking about.
Well, hey, how about how great we would be if we played at home every week?
We don't lose at Lambeau. Yeah, it's great. Every team seems like is giving us their best.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of what you see with, like, the Super Bowl winner. The next year, everyone gives them their best.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like it's the same for us right now.
Mm-hmm.
But pressing matter to discuss is the uniforms.
How
did you feel about the uniforms?
I'm a little upset because, of course, they change them, so you got to buy another one.
You missed the yellow circle on the front.
The sneech, yeah. The Starbelly sneeches. But,
you don't quite match anymore.
Close, but not exactly. just for those who are keeping score at home, I have a Clay Matthews throwback jersey, and Clay had a pretty good game. This guy.
Clay's having a pretty good season.
Yeah, absolutely. I like them. I think that's part of being a Packer fan is you like tradition. And so you love seeing them going back. I remember, it wasn't until I moved back to Wisconsin, back in the 90s that, the person I was working for actually had a Packer shrine and it had the old cape. It was blue. And I didn't realize that. I always thought the Packers were green and gold. But, so it's neat. I like it.
Well, good. Should we kick things off? We'll do our regular offense, defense,
sure.
Injuries.
Let's do it.
All right. Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers looked like an NFL quarterback. He didn't look like Aaron Rodgers. Does that make sense?
Makes sense. I think he had a good game, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, he definitely did. He was 16 of 29 for 255 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good game.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just saying that, I mean, for most NFL standards, it was a good game.
Yeah. Well, for another week in a row here, he was human.
Yeah. Yeah, he was. but just...
Started the streak up again, though. No interceptions at home.
I didn't even think about that.
Got to beat the next one.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I was just listening to our previous week's podcast, trying to find the one that went away, and listening to us talk about the fact that he's human. He's human, and he actually made some mistakes. But, yeah, he's just so special to have on your team.
We're so spoiled.
Yep, absolutely.
I think a big part of the struggles he had this game, if you can really say that, is that he was forced to stay in the pocket a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The Chargers did a really good job of containing him. And, yeah, I mean, they kept that, you know, semicircle around him, didn't let him out of the pocket where he's so dangerous.
They played him kind of like we played Kaepernick. When we played San Francisco.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, trying to keep them from breaking away those big plays. And it's obvious that we're hurting on wide receivers. We don't have the threats that you could throw to so many. Hopefully after this bye week, we're going to be able to get some
injuries at wide receiver have been a big deal for us with the last few games. We're talking about Rodgers being human. That's a big reason for it. The whole game, they weren't getting the separation you're used to, especially down the field.
Yep.
And that's a big part of the 3 sacks that were given up. Rodgers went down 3 times. I think a couple of them can be blamed on him a little bit for holding the ball too long, kind of moving into the sack.
Yeah.
And that comes down to the not getting separation.
Not getting separation and also having the confidence that you're going to be able to make the play. And so sometimes you're going to have that happen.
Yep, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Did you see that article I put up on Facebook?
I've been working all day.
You didn't see it, really? It was about James Jones, so I thought...
I saw the headline. I didn't click on it because I was just getting out of a meeting.
Okay.
But I liked it.
Did you? I actually
He's tied remember. For the most receiving touchdowns in the league right now with 6.
That's it. Okay.
Yep.
Boy, that tells you, a good memory, just short. I'm the one that put it up there. But just we'll remind you again, too, later. But love to have you join us on Facebook with Bleeding Green and Gold.
Our Facebook group. Yeah.
And have more interaction. But I really agree with you that every team is giving us their best. I think that's what happens a lot of times. I mean, we should have gone to the Super Bowl last year. We've been a great team year after year. And I think that the fact that we've had these injuries and we're able to still win is fantastic.
I agree. We talked about it after the game. The offensive drives where Starks was huge the first quarter.
Yeah.
The offensive drives where they ran the ball and did the short passes, we looked great.
Mm-hmm.
Unstoppable.
Yep.
Then we'd get away from it and the offense would disappear. Then we'd get back to it and we'd score. We'd get away from it and they'd disappear. It's frustrating to see them get away from it.
Mm-hmm.
As a fan sitting on your couch, I think a big part of it was when Ty Montgomery went out of the game with his ankle injury.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it takes away kind of that short game where he's such a physical receiver.
Right.
We wouldn't have gone away from Starks after the first quarter as much as we did, though.
And all joking aside, you know, I've been teasing you about James Jones and stuff like that. Besides the fact that he scored so many touchdowns, just the fact that he is so different from what receivers we're working with at the moment, that are healthy enough to play, makes a huge difference for us. I can't imagine if we wouldn't have picked him up. I know it's our mascot lady is like moving things out of the way in the studio so she can.
She's just pushing tables out of her way because she doesn't want them there.
She's a Bernese Mountain Dog, if you don't know. And hey, did I show you? But she got me kind of good yesterday when I was playing with her outside.
Well, yeah, you gotta be careful. She's familiar with you now. If you were a stranger and you were playing with her like that, she wouldn't get even close to nipping at you.
If she likes it, she
hurts you.
But
now that she likes you, she'll chomp down.
She must be a lady. Yeah. All right, let's move on. We talk about the short passes. Talk about receiving. Injuries are still an issue. Hopefully, getting through the bye week, things will be better. You
know, getting Adams back will be really nice.
I agree.
He's been such a weapon for us this year with Jordy gone. He's really stepped up, and can't wait to have him back. It looked like he could have played this week. He practiced most of the week.
Mm-hmm.
I think they just held off on it because the bye's coming up. Better be to have him 100%, than 90% and get injured again, I think is the main thing they were looking at there.
How about this for an average? Jeff Janis.
His 2 for 79. Yeah, he stepped up. We've talked about it previously where he looks good in the preseason.
Yep.
The last few years, and kind of looks like he'll be another threat for us, and then regular season comes around and he disappears.
Mm-hmm.
Just plays special teams basically. But he stepped up when we needed him with Montgomery going out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was nice to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it'd be wonderful if you could keep that per catch average up there. That's
if
fantastic.
If you could, yeah. Cobb was 2 for 38,
mm-hmm.
double teamed most of the game again.
Yep.
Which Adams will help with.
Exactly. Yep. And that's where you got to have the other guys step up. If mm-hmm. Randall isn't that physical receiver that
he's
can bust
that. He's a speedster.
Yep. Yeah. And he makes his damage after the catch. So he's got to be able to make that separation before the catch. And then Rodgers to Rodgers.
Yep. Richard Rodgers was 2 for 34. Seems to be having a great season, improving week to week.
He's a big guy. I for every week, I'm just surprised. It's like
kind of when you see his stature, it reminds me of Kyle Rudolph for the Vikings, their tight end.
Hmm.
Just kind of a big presence.
No, I don't. I don't pay attention to any Vikings.
James Jones, 2 for 30 and a touchdown. Another game with a touchdown. It was a fun one too. You love those back shoulder passes.
Yes.
Where it looked so Jordy like on that one, where it was just easy. He just kind of stood there, whipped around, caught it, and listened to the crowd cheer.
I agree.
Then you have Jason Perillo, 1 for 21.
Mm-hmm.
John Kuhn, 2 for 20.
Kuhn.
Eddie Lacy, 2 for 17. Ty Montgomery, 2 for 11. Starks, 1 for 5. And then I put this on there just for you because you're
you.
A fanboy. Abradaris was on the field.
Yeah, you know, and I am. I'm a homer. I grew up in Madison, so I'm a Wisconsin guy. So it's I just love the fact that the kid grew up in Wisconsin, played at Wisconsin, now plays for the Packers. I mean, you know.
And now he's made it on the field during a game.
I can't imagine what that would feel like. I would have been happy to have been the water boy for the Badgers and the Packers, and he's suiting up. So good for him. Hopefully he can step up. And
I hope he catches a pass.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like
we're going to talk about it.
Lambeau's going to erupt if he catches a pass.
You're right, yeah.
Move on to rushing here?
Yeah, I think so. And we talked about it before the game with Lacy, and if he – you know, how is he doing? And I think he's not doing that good. He just didn't play that much. And thank goodness for Starks.
Yeah. And I know there's been speculation even before this game that Starks, the way he's playing, might take over the starting role even when Lacy gets healthy. I don't know if that's going to be the case, but he sure looked good.
I don't know. He's definitely stepped up his game this year.
Yep.
I think that just the 1-2 punch – hopefully Starks is healthy after the bye week.
You mean Lacy?
I'm sorry. Yes. then they really complement each other. They are different types of runners.
They are. So Starks was 10 for 112 in a touchdown. He had that long 65-yard touchdown, longest of his career. I think longest run we've had since, what was it, 2012?
Oh, I thought it was 1921.
2 years after the Packers were founded.
Right.
But so that 65-yarder skews it a little bit, but
yeah,
still,
definitely.
Starks had a 11.2-yard average on his runs.
That's awesome. I mean, there aren't a lot of teams that could have the injuries at wideout, have the injuries at running back, and still be able to be 6-0.
And it's a little frustrating, like I mentioned, where it seemed after the first quarter we got away from the run.
Yeah.
I mean,
I agree.
You have a guy, he's doing so well, and he only had 10 rushes the whole game. That's not that many.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a little frustrating.
Yeah, it's. I think when you get used to the big plays, you get a little impatient, and so you're not willing to stick with the run. That's one thing that I get bored watching the Wisconsin Badgers sometimes, because they just keep pounding it and pounding it, three and out. Then all of a sudden, they break one, and then all of a sudden they got a 15-minute play, you know, drive down the field, because they just wear out the defense. And it's a balance, because you got a quarterback like Aaron that can make so much. Speaking of Aaron.
He was our second leading rusher, 2 for 14. Ty Montgomery behind him, 1 for 4. And then bringing up the rear is Eddie Lacy, 4 for 3.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's got to be one of the lower numbers for Aaron for the game. And again, going back to what you said in the beginning.
He was contained pretty well.
Exactly.
We'll talk about it later, but they seem to be getting quite a bit of up-the-middle pressure, which also affects that he can't. A lot of times he gets those yards when they're so focused on getting the outside rush that the middle of the line kind of opens up for him.
Yep.
And if there's not a linebacker there to contain him, he's gone.
Yep. Absolutely. All right. Let's talk about, you ready for the defense or?
No.
Oh. Did I skip too much?
You skipped stuff.
Oh, I hit the space bar.
But yeah, like we talked about, they were rolling pretty well on offense when you have the runs and the short passes. We got away from that, especially when Montgomery went out. Offensive line, how'd you feel about them?
All right. I think that this, again, you know, I hope I'm not putting too much hope on the bye week. I thought they did good. I thought they played decent. But I think that they're banged up. And so getting their rhythm back is huge.
I think, yeah, like with the rhythm, I think there's a lot of talent on our offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
In the last few weeks, they just haven't had that rhythm, had that cohesiveness that they need. And so if they can get that back, I think it'll be huge.
And how much do you think that they, like when Rodgers, you mentioned earlier, I mean, you said he's hanging on to the ball, trying to make something happen.
Well, you know, offensive linemen love run plays.
Mm-hmm.
And we throw the ball a lot. And when he holds the ball so long, you're asking a lot of these linemen, not just to, you know, hold them off with the sack, but you're also asking them to know where Rodgers is going.
Yep.
And so know where he's running around back there and not hold the guy you're defending.
Exactly.
When they see Rodgers and they change directions, you can't hold the guy or you'll get called for it. And that's asking a lot.
It's actually, you don't have to actually be holding the guy. It just needs to appear that you're holding the guy, because they allow you to hang on inside the shoulder pads. But if the guy turns the other way and you don't know, because he can see where the quarterback's going, you know what I mean? The defensive guy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You can't see that as
the
offensive
lineman. It's tough.
We got beat quite a bit up the middle this week, which is not our norm.
Yeah, I asked you during the game, too. I didn't think that the Chargers were that good on the defensive line.
They're about average. We almost never get beat up the middle.
Mm-hmm.
It's always on the sides when we do get beat, so it was a little disconcerting to see that inside pressure. Stat for you here, Josh Sitton. He was charged with his first sack given up since week 7 of 2013.
Wow. Boy, that'd be interesting to see a list of linemen that have been able to accomplish that. That is fantastic.
He's earning his money.
Oh, yeah. A couple, what does he make, about $1,000 a week?
No, he makes a lot more than that.
Yeah, he does. And he's good, obviously. But
$52,000 a year. Not very good if you're an NFL player.
That's probably what he makes a week. But it's interesting because when I was younger and used to be, the unsung heroes were the linemen.
Left tackle.
And then it started with the left tackle, and then center became huge. And now they realize the difference because it's such an offensive game that you need to have some people on the line. And you can tell teams that don't get that yet, that they can't win. They just don't do well.
Kind of felt like that was a big problem a lot of the time with the Raiders, with Al. He went for the big, you know, skill position players with all the speed, the receivers, all that.
They didn't even have to be a football player. They just need to be fast.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big deal. You have Derek Carr right now in Oakland. He's doing pretty well. A lot better than a lot of people expected. David Carr, his brother, do you remember him at all?
Mm-mm.
He was supposed to be one of the next big things at quarterback. And he spent, for I think the 3 years he was in the league, about 40% of his dropbacks getting hit. He was sacked most times of any quarterback every year.
Wow.
And he was never given a chance to succeed. The line really, it's the front end of the whole thing.
Excuse me. that's one thing I think we talked earlier on in the year about: great player, wrong team, not a great player. Where you could be a great quarterback if you don't have the line, you don't have the receivers, you don't have the running back, you're not going to be the same type of player.
Mm-hmm.
It takes the whole system.
It's a team sport.
Yep, absolutely.
It's not like basketball where a LeBron James can carry a team to the playoffs.
Yeah, switch teams, go back home, everybody loves you again. All right, let's talk about the defense.
Goal line stand.
Oh, that was nice to see. That was really nice. I think it was it my guy? Matthews?
Demarius Randall? Who tipped the ball?
Was that it? Okay. This has been...
You're getting old.
I am.
Your brain's getting
three
fuzzy.
3 days removed here. So.
Yeah, Randall had him on the sideline, kind of baited him into throwing it.
Oh, you're talking about the very... Yeah, at the very end. Yeah, that was... I got to tell you, you know, Sean and I are, you know, we're white guys. We can't move very well, but
speak,
man,
for yourself.
When you got that tipped away at the end, you almost hit your head on the ceiling. You jumped out of the chair so high. It's like,
well, awesome. When they started their last offensive drive, like I told you, like I feel an interception. I feel like this drive's gonna end in an interception, and it was close. It was close.
Yep. Absolutely. That was, boy, an exciting game. Great way to go into having a week off and cheer against the Vikings and everybody else for the this coming weekend. But the defense, may seem like they
gave up a lot of yards.
Yeah.
On paper, pretty bad game. I think overall not as bad as it looks. Capers' defense seems really heavily reliant on having everyone healthy.
He builds
it so much around the players he designs it for that when he doesn't have that, especially when changes are made in the middle of the game, seems like things start to fall apart pretty
fast.
Well,
I think it goes back to, it's like the difference between the defense and the offense. The offense, we've had injuries, but we still kind of can work it out. The defense doesn't have the depth, and I think that you see that when you when you've got certain players that get hurt or not playing at their best.
Yeah, one thing with, you know, the over 500 yards given up through the air, they threw the ball a ton.
Yeah.
And you're going to get yards when you throw the ball that much. It's just going to happen.
Well, it was one of the things that concerned me about the whole thing was the fact we were blitzing. We were rushing more, and we weren't able to get the pressure like we have been. And again, the Chargers, I wouldn't put them up there in the elite class, and we were struggling to get the pressure on him.
Yeah, their offensive line has been kind of a piecemeal type thing, kind of just thrown together for a few years now. I think we mentioned last week that Rivers has had something like 26 linemen in the last couple years or so, I think it was. And our pass rush has been so good this year that you really wanted to see it shine.
Right.
This last game when we thought it would.
Right. I totally agree with you. And it was frustrating to see that they were trying, but they just couldn't.
Blitzed.
You
got
to give credit to their line. They were, yeah. Guys were blocking two people at a time.
I think first half of the game we actually did pretty well. We kept collapsing their pocket quite a bit, not really getting to the quarterback as much as you'd like, but we were, you know, collapsing the pocket. That kind of went away in the second half.
I agree.
But just looking at the numbers here, Rivers threw the ball 65 times.
Oh, jeez.
That's
wow.
That's crazy. He completed 43 of them, 503 yards, 2 touchdowns.
You know, that's how it used to be with Lynn Dickey when I was a kid, and he would throw that much, and we'd still lose. It's like you get excited, you see all these passes, and then you still end up with an L. it's tough to go through that. But they really, the defense was on the field a lot.
A lot. I think time of possession was probably about 2-1 in favor of the Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
And so when, especially for those DBs, it's different. I mean, you and the receiver are running a lot on those throws, getting tired out. But when you're on defense, it's so reactionary that you expend more energy and you tire easier.
Right.
So 65 throws, it's asking a lot of the defensive backs.
I agree. And then you mix in some of these guys are also playing on special teams, and they get winded doing that.
Yeah, sprinting down the length of the field on kickoffs. And
I agree with you. If I could have jumped out of my chair and hit my head on the ceiling, I would have. But that was a great play by Randall.
Yeah, that was fun.
It was. Yeah. It was like Wooden-esque. Charles Wooden-esque.
It was probably the closest, you know, down to the end game we've had this year where you had to worry about it. And it wasn't even for the win. It was to tie it.
Right.
So
I thought we were going to go in overtime.
I felt pretty confident on defense. I told you that when the drive started.
I felt really confident if we went in overtime with Aaron. So, but, you know, you're 5-0.
Yeah.
I mean, even to go into the bye 5-1, it'd be fine.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you can go in and build off of being undefeated, that's awesome.
And then afterwards we'll play the undefeated Broncos.
I'm hoping. I don't want to get too far ahead of us here, but I'd really like to see us make it a unmanning day. He's just not looking good.
Shadow of himself.
I think
all
we
year.
could really capitalize on it. I think Dom Capers could really come up with something there.
Hopefully, with the bye, we'll have Raji back, because you definitely noticed his presence not being there.
Yep,
we didn't have him all last year. Having him back has been such a key thing for us, and not having him, you could tell. Because you had both Daniels and Peppers getting doubled on almost every play.
Because
they didn't have to worry about the big presence of Raji.
Right. I agree with you. And I think that that's pretty much the way it goes in the course of a season. You know, those big guys do. It's rare for them to play every game. But we did okay with the rush.
Yeah.
Of course, they threw almost every play. But
Well, it felt like they barely rushed at all, but they actually rushed more than we did. The time of possession that they had kind of skews that. They had 21 rushes for 60 yards. So pretty good. You know, we held them to under a 3-yard average. So
yeah.
You got to like that.
And especially with Raji being out.
Especially with Raji being out, yep. Man coverage seemed to be pretty good when we were playing press and such. Pretty good. We had that one, if you remember, Rivers threw down the left sideline. Allen was, like, behind Shields, went over Shields, caught it, like, tiptoeing the line. Perfect catch, and mm-hmm. Shields was kind of left dumbfounded.
That was a great play.
It was. Not much you can do.
No. And that's one of the – we said that when it happened. You know, you watched the review. You hoped it wasn't going to be good, but it's like you just – you can't – there's just players make plays. So.
Yeah. Again, we gave up so many yards, but they threw the ball a ton.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't do – you know, you can't make a stop every play.
You know, one of the things you got kind of – worked up about was their crossing route. It's like every time they
couldn't stop it.
Third and five, you know, they would throw it and they'd get the
first
down.
They did it a ton. Yeah, we just could not stop that crossing route. And they were making a lot of catches in tight coverage. Rivers was making a lot of good passes with the tight coverage. It's fair to say Rivers was the best quarterback we have played this year, and Allen's probably the best receiver we've played this year.
I would agree with you.
So
I would,
and we came out with a win.
Yeah, something we talked about earlier. even though when we were blitzing, we just couldn't get the pressure on him that you would hope to.
Yeah, we blitzed a lot. Five or six guys seemed about half or more of the time. But when we weren't blitzing, we still didn't seem to be able to cover him all that well. So you got hand to Capers and not giving up on it.
Yeah.
And, that's what he does. He blitzes. But one thing that has been nice this year that we haven't had the luxury of in the last few years was open field tackling.
Oh, yeah. They
really seem to improve on it this year.
They really have. And because in the past, when a guy would be running free, you knew it was going to take two or three more guys to bring him down. He was going to get another 10 yards. And so they definitely have improved that. And that's one of the things I love about McCarthy is that he'll come right out and say, we've got to improve on this. Some people would expect it to happen the next day, but they have stepped it up.
Yeah, I agree. Well, all right. Mm-hmm. Offense and defense down. Talk about injuries?
Sure. Of course, Jordy's out.
Yeah. Well, statistically, before we get into this, if you look at missed starts, we are the most banged up team in the NFL.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Really?
So to be undefeated when you are the most banged up team in the NFL, that's something the coaches can hang their hat on.
That's interesting. I did not know that, and I thought it was just pretty much a typical year with the injuries that we've had.
No, we're pretty banged up, and seems the kind of it feels like it's every year we have injury problems,
right?
More so than other teams,
right?
It's frustrating.
It is.
All right, so just to go through these, kind of like to appreciate what we did with these guys gone. I'll go through a kind of rapid fire.
All right, buddy, go.
Nelson out.
I'll drink while you.
Nelson out. Adams out. Burnett out. Raji out. Perry out. Lang's hurt. Bulaga's hurt. Cobb hurt. Lacey hurt. Montgomery hurt and later leaves the game. And we won.
And unfortunately, I was hoping that the fact we got to re-record this, that we'd have more updates. But it won't be till tomorrow.
The only update I had that we didn't have yesterday was that we are the most injured team in the league.
Well, all right, so who... that time of the podcast,
that time.
I'm under the game ball.
Going to give away the game ball.
Yeah.
And I'm giving this decision to you. All right, I'm giving you two options here. Think big on it. James Starks or Demaryius Randall?
James Starks or... Wow. Both had great games. I got to go with Randall.
Randall?
Yep. I really like the kid. He's not playing like a kid. He's not playing like a rookie. So I want to give the game. Are you good with that?
Sure. Yeah, it's your decision. I would have given it to Starks.
Would you?
Yeah, I would have.
Yeah. Oh, dang it.
I think especially with what he did in the first quarter, when we got away from running the ball, that's not his fault. He seemed to play solid every time we needed him. And I think Randall had, he had big plays, especially at the end there, but he struggled for a lot of the game too, like the rest of the pass defense did. So I would have gone with Starks.
But all right. Well, we're going to do two game ball. Balls. We're going
to
do two.
No, we're not doing two. I told you to pick. I told you to pick, and you did. We're doing Randall. So, Demarius, since I'm sure you're listening, just send in your contact info or your address to feedback@bleedinggreenandgold.com. We'll get you out your game ball.
Yeah, we'll find something in the backyard. Almost every ball we have here is deflated. All right, so I was right. You were wrong. You should have gone to Randall for the game ball. So we got
predictions.
The Vikings and the Lions.
Vikings at Lions. But before we do that, you're winning by one now.
Yeah,
you were up by two before this week. Now you're
up by
one.
You cut it in half.
Yeah. I'm going to take the Vikings in Detroit.
Yeah, I am too.
Are you?
Yeah, I just, I mean, the Lions just aren't very good. And they're kind of, it seems to me, way earlier, they always seem to have a lot of drama. And it seems to be happening a lot sooner this year. They normally win a bunch and then they lose a bunch. But no, I got to go with the Vikings.
I have a proposition for you.
What's that?
All right. So because I want to make up a game here, right?
All
right. Tie it up. If you take the Lions to win and they win, you get two games. So you'll be up by three rather than up by two.
Okay.
How's that sound?
Sure.
Yeah?
Do it. I'll shake on it. Yep.
And just sweeten the deal a little bit.
Yep.
You wanted to trade, because you haven't had in a while, a Line and Kugel's original I'd bring over next time I'm here for a Spotted Cow.
Absolutely.
Lions win, two Line and Kugels for a Spotted Cow. So you get two wins off the Lions, and you get two beers.
Well, this is a no-brainer. You just keep going here.
All right, so it's a deal.
And we're going to got to go. This is perfect. It's like past my birthday. It's not even Christmas yet.
Yeah. And now it's solid. You can't take it back either.
Yeah,
it's record. Well, not quite as solid as I would have thought before yesterday. But...
No, I literally lost sleep because I just, like I said, it's just the fact you don't know what happened, but things do happen. They're computers, but
so again, we are kind of start the wrap up here. We are undefeated going into the bye week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think either of us, at least me for sure, I didn't think we would be.
It was hard to not have some pessimistic thoughts when Jordy went down in the preseason.
Absolutely.
To be where we are despite that,
mm-hmm.
It's pretty nice.
It's sexy as hell. Forgive me.
So thank you for listening, everyone who's listening. We really appreciate it. We'll try to get it out. You know, we do it Monday nights if my work schedule allows, Tuesdays otherwise. Wednesday today because of some technical difficulties.
How does she know when we're wrapping up?
She ran from upstairs. She runs in every time we start the wrap up.
Let me bring the mic down here. So, can you get her to say anything again?
No, she's a dog.
Well, but you get her to talk. You can.
Well, you have to like blow her face.
People actually should look at your Facebook stuff you put up with her. The training you do with her to shoot, and she falls over.
Oh, yeah, when she plays dead when you shoot her, all that.
And she's a whiskey girl, too. You got to like her because she likes eating my ice cubes.
Yeah. So subscribe on iTunes,
please.
Wherever you get your podcasts. Leave
Rate
us a
it.
Review if you like the show.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, join the Facebook group. Kind of call out our listeners this week. You've been a little bit lazy, listeners. You're not joining a Facebook group, and you're not sending in listener mail.
Yeah, we'd like to get a little bit of feedback, especially because it is a bye week. I mean, what would you like us to talk about?
Yeah, we're gonna really kind of, you know, that would be a big ask for us this week. We really would appreciate you sending in what you want us to talk about, questions you want us to answer, or just opinions you want to share, and we'll read your opinion on here. Just give us, you know, your name and your location. We'll share it on the show.
Yep.
And it'll help us, you know, fill a bye week.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not going to be easy, but...
So, yep, send any of that in to feedback@bleedinggreenandgold.com. Join the Bleeding Green and Gold Facebook group. And we're 6-0.
Yeah, absolutely. It's awesome. And until then, and we're going to really hope that you guys can help us put the next show together with some topics.
We need you guys to bleed green and gold as well and help us out.
All right. Go.
Pack go.
I'm thinking there's a pretty good chance that we got a lot of